Welcome back, Danger Cats, to another Danger Cat podcast. Today on the show, we have William Hannigan, a local Edmonton comedian, super funny guy. I've seen him live numerous times. Makes me piss my pants laughing every time I've got the chance to watch him do live comedy. The first half of the show available to you. The second half on our Patreon. So second half, well, I've finally got around to getting an episode up. And it will be live. So if you want to hear the ass end of this full podcast, I believe it's about 2.5 hours, 3 maybe total. The first whatever hour and a bit will be up live here. The rest you can catch on Patreon. That's patreon.com/dangercats69. The link is down below. Also, dangercatsshop.com. Use the code PODCAST69, get 15% off your order on Danger Cats merch, brother. Anyways, here is the episode. Right on, welcome to another Danger Cats podcast. I got a local comedian, Will Hannigan, with me today. Thanks for popping in, brother.
Buddy, this is great.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, this is crazy. I'm kind of overwhelmed. This is such a professional setup. A guy in board shorts and Vans.
Yeah, right? Just that some dickhead making jokes about fucking kids on TikTok. And all of a sudden we're here.
Oh, yeah. TikTok's bad, man. TikTok's bad. It's like as bad as, I mean, like it's bad for everybody. Like I couldn't imagine having a child and having, like, knowing that they're a part of it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It'd be weird. It'd be like, you know, having a kid that goes to church or something.
Right? I thought it'd be hilarious, like, I was thinking about it today, if one of those TikTok kids went on America's Got Talent and just got shredded by, Simon Cowell? What is his fucking name? That old British?
I don't know. There's a bunch of cunts on there, but for sure Simon. Yeah, if they brought him in for a special episode. I think he was the voice one, though. He was, like, the singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was he on that one? Is he on America's...
He's on American Idol, yeah. Because if he was on America's Got Talent, every time he would just be like, you don't have talent. Like, that would be the answer. It's like, if that show had a question mark at the end of it, does America have talent?
Pretty
the answer's a fucking hard no. Just a bunch of weird circus clowns, you know, like just weird little people.
Man.
Every time I watch that show, it's just like midgets and weird things.
It's basically everything that crawls out of a New York sewer trying to make a kid. Like,
Yeah. We're originally from Wisconsin. Crawling out of New York sewer.
Every failed act, that is just like, all right, this is our last
This is our last shot at a residency, you know, in Vegas. And then they find out they got a residency, like, at the end of the strip. And, like, the Pink Flamingo or some bullshit.
Yeah, behind some, like, steel door that leads to nowhere. This is where dreams die, son.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't imagine how many people's careers got, like, worse after that. Like, that's probably the breaking point. Like, if you fail, the talent show, you go to the America's Talent show and you fail, that would be like you call your dad and you're like, you were right, you know, and you're just like, you just start changing your life for like the better, you know what I mean? Like, you just get the picket fence and like a house and you settle down, you're like, you give up on those dreams. Like, the people that win those, like, the contracts are horrible. They're like, they put them on TV and then afterwards, like, they might get a credit off of it, but if they win, like, what winners do you know?
Good call. I can't think of, like, maybe, like, the only one that really sticks out is, like, remember that, like, Filipino or Chinese dude that did all the Ricky Martin covers?
Oh, my God.
William Hung.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's, like, the only one that ever sticks out to me.
Yeah, and exactly.
And I don't think he went anywhere with it.
No, he broke the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, he broke the algorithm, like, whatever that thing that's the test in Star Trek where you, like, it's the impossible flight test.
Right.
He figured it out, right? He just went up, sucked huge ass at singing, and then got this massive career off of it.
Yeah, man. He got, like, a record deal out of it. Well, like a six song EP out of the deal, and it's the funniest shit you'll ever hear.
How funny would that be, like, just getting into someone's shop truck at the beginning of the day, and then you just, like, head out, and they got the one old CD in there, and they just pop it in, it's William Hung.
She bang!
Yeah.
It sounds like Korean karaoke night.
Yeah, just look at this old 60-year-old, like, warehouse foreman, like, what the fuck are you, what have you done, and what choices have you made in your life?
Yeah, how did you end up here?
Yeah, how did you end up in the fucking industrial area of Edmonton, like, bumping William Hung? Sir William Hung. Billy Hung. young.
You should have hung up the lawnmower career a long time ago.
Yeah. My dad always had a fucking Shania CD in his truck. He grew up in the same town as Shania Twain.
Right.
His like recurring joke that he used to always do was that Shania was like following him. He was like, yeah, I saw Shania was stalked. She's my stalker. He always thought that Shania Twain was his stalker. But I don't know. I think that was probably not the main reason my parents got divorced. But one of the you know, byproducts.
It was definitely a factor.
Yeah, it was a huge the Shania factor. It's huge, man. She's so good.
She is great at what she does.
Yeah.
There's an example of like a residency in Vegas. How awful would that be? Every night you got to get up and fucking sing songs the same fucking set over and over again for a bunch of drunk white women. Be like, I love this shit.
Oh, my God. It reminds me. It makes me think of like, because I know I haven't done it, but I've heard comedians do cruise ships. And they say it's really hard because, like, it's the same people over and over. And, like, you're on a cruise ship, so you don't give a shit about the show, right? You just walk in. You're like, this is dumb, you know? There's, like, kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a residency in Vegas would be, like, probably the exact same thing, right? Like, just weird-ass little kids everywhere. Well, I guess not kids, but, like, just drunk adult. Like, ugh. Have you been to Vegas?
Just twice. Yeah. Twice in my life. It's not a city for me. I don't like it.
No?
No.
So you went twice?
Yeah. I went once when I was underage and then once when I was of age.
Yeah.
And, like, we went there and it was just like, man, I don't know. It's not for me. It's just, like, it's too much, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like, a good thing to see to, like, it's like if you watch someone do cocaine before doing cocaine, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Before you ever have done cocaine and you're at a party and you see someone on cocaine, that gives you, like, another 3 years before you actually do cocaine. Because yeah. You're like, oh, I never want to be that sweaty weirdo, right? So it just lengthens the amount of time, like, so it's good that you go see it early because then it kind of makes you be like, whoa, I don't want to look like that.
Yeah.
You know, all shivery and weird.
And there was like a 10-year difference. Like I went when I was 16 and we went down there for NASCAR, which I'm not interested in at all. Yeah. Dude, it was like fucking hours and hours of like, wah, 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 wah. And I was like, fuck me. I could just jump on that track and just let them end me right now. That's what it felt like.
I went to the grand thing, the one with the French cars.
Old Gran Turismo or Formula One.
Formula One or something like that. It was like in Edmonton here.
Right.
Went and saw that. Bunch of losers with little slick little cars.
Yeah. Bunch of rich kids that race go-karts.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, they're just like really fast.
Really expensive go-karts.
Yeah. Just guys. It's funny when things like that happen in Edmonton because like there's not like the level of like people to go. Like there's not enough. Essentially, there's not enough, like, groups of hot women to go and fan over, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or, like, over, like, big fat guys to be like, oh, this is awesome. Right? It's just, like, a couple. It's like a farmer's market. That's what it looks like. Yeah, yeah. It's, like, all these guys standing beside their, like, life's work. Like, oh, I've been working on this thing. Put 150 grand into this fucking European weird little go-kart. And, like, no, everyone's like, oh, cool. I got free tickets to this.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. I got a fucking charger.
Yeah, that's sick. It's an 08. My charger's an 08, but it's loud, at least.
Yeah. I rev the fuck out of it underneath that bridge at the legislative fucking grounds.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah, you're downtown now, so you hear all these dickheads with their fucking...
Yeah, man.
I gotta say, I will, like, if I hear, a motorcycle... like rip by my place, like really, really loud and really fast. Like I never feel as bad. Like if it's a truck or a car, like it's annoying because I can't do anything about it. But at least the motorcyclist like might die. You know, like like soon. Like every summer in Alberta, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah,
like it's it could happen.
Fuck, man, like. Like growing up where we grew up, it's like fucking everybody straight piped the trucks and just rev the fuck out of it. So yeah. Like I've got my taste. I'm full.
Yeah,
I'm ready for a new flavor, you know? And like down here, like downtown, and I'm turning into the grumpy fuck now. That's just like, why the fuck are you revving the fuck out of that right now?
Yeah, on
you
your
retarded?
Lime, on your Lime scooter? Just
yeah.
Just silently going everywhere. It's eco-friendly.
Yeah, man. Turning into like a fucking plant leaf pussy over here.
Well, it's way more punk to have like a loud truck when times are good. Like money's good. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking, yeah. Like that's sick. Like, like if like the Oilers just won and a truck flies by and fucking,
you're jacked
like,
up.
Sick. I remember when the Oilers went through the playoffs, I was living downtown and I could see Jasper Ave, and man, I saw this one truck all over town. He was driving up and down the Jasper Ave. And it was a big, like, 350, big fucking dually. But he had these big, huge flags on it, like the Albertan flag, and then two Oilers flags.
Okay, that's sick, then.
It's so sick. It was so loud, and, like, but, like, ever the drag of the wind would, like, pull the truck back like this, like, even going, like, 50. It was, like, it was fantastic. I love seeing that, like, that loud truck, you know? But, like,
yeah.
When there's a recession or, like, you know, when times are not good and you hear a guy, like, you hear his turbo, like, yee! Like the loud turbo, like fucking whistling, just
winding up at a red light.
You never look at that guy. You never see him with a smile on his face. He's always just like, oh man, this is like so much gas. You know? It's caused so much gas. Why I'm in the fucking city right now? You know, like I gotta get home. Like you got a budget, fucking every tank.
Oh yeah, man. It. I don't know. It's different, I guess. Like fucking growing up in Tabor. You got these guys that are just fucking always hauling ass, and like a lot of fucking small town kids listen to this bullshit that I put out there.
Yeah,
and it's not, I'm nothing against it, but when I'm like fucking sitting and I just hear Harleys revving all day long, it gets old quick.
Well, it's more like the context of like where you are, right? Because like if you're in a city, it's frustrating because like the noise bounces. But not only that, is like there's so many red lights. There's a red light every block, so you're like as soon as your light turns green, and you're just like. And then you stop, and it's like, so I have to hear you go as you drive down like six city blocks, right? It's a little different when you're on like, you know, you can just like, you can hear the guy coming, so you get off the road, you know what
exactly
I mean? Like, you can hear him, like it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Did you grow up in Edmonton?
I grew up in Ardrossan.
Ardrossan?
Yeah, we moved like every couple years. I lived I lived way out in the bush in BC until I was like five, and then we moved to Alberta. My dad started working in Leduc, got a job there. I was living in Beaumont for a couple of years, and then we moved and lived with my aunt in the city for a few months, and then we spent the next like 10 years at this little like 3-4 acres where my dad had a Quonset shop just outside of Sherwood Park, like pretty close to Ardrossan.
Right.
And so we were living on Range Road 224, right off Highway 21 and or 14, sorry. And so it's like not really like out in the middle of, you know, it's a little ways out. It's not super country. You know, a lot of kids like out there with like no horse, wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I mean, like a lot of that. A lot of gamers with cowboy hats.
yeah. Like every small town now. It's different now. Like back in the day, it was like, I don't know, fucking. You had like the country kids. Now everybody's so like, you like a little bit of, everybody's an individual now, and it seems like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have the
like,
internet, so you can hear fucking Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah,
and
man.
Like you can also like, I don't know, work on your truck. Like,
like
farmers can hear Lil Boosie and like and like fucking trap music and shit. So I guess our taste like can like expand a little more, but I think there's still like around like further out in the country, you can still see them. Like where I work in an organic market, and there's like one of the guys that works there. I can tell like just like the way he doesn't talk to us that he lives on a farm. You know what I mean? Or like he lives out in the country because he's you can. They're still there. You know, they're still
around. Yeah, and it's. I don't know. I just I find the whole fucking city versus small town thing, like all them conversations, like especially like right now, like the political climate is so fucking spicy. Like if you fucking say anything, like oh fuck, I have like a weird take on something, and then be like, oh, you turned into a liberal pussy, didn't you? You fucking queer. Let me guess, you fucking voting liberal or NDP? And it's like, man, like I don't fucking care enough anymore. Like I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah,
it just completely isn't there. Like my whole like 4 years ago, when you're like working in the oil patch and it's affecting you, or you think like you can make a fucking difference.
Yeah,
it's just like that's left.
Like
I don't have it anymore.
And that's the difficult thing, because like what for me, what politics comes down to is empathy. Like whether you have too much or too little.
Yeah.
Right. And it's hard to get like that right amount where you like give a fuck about the people that are kind of closest to you, and you feel bad for people who are away from you. But it's harder to have like empathy for people when you work really hard.
Yeah.
Like when your whole day is like hard work, and then you go on the internet and you look at stuff and that you identify with, that you're being like attacked for. It feels like you're being attacked for, right? Like,
yeah, big
time. You identify with certain things and people start attacking those things, and like you've worked all day, it like is polarizing. It pushes you to like hate, you know, that fucking wokeness. And it's hard because like the left is like really pushy. Like they're really pushy and really vocal. They're like the little guy at a bar, you know, trying to get in a fight with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cause there's a lot of bark there, and it's hard to figure out what is just like weirdo white liberal fucking, you know, just young youth dum-dums. It's hard to figure out what is like navigate what you should take out of that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like I've been saying, like, I feel like I'm a liberal person, but I don't like body positivity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm not like
when you're considering how fat you are as a scale of confidence is like,
yeah,
that's like, I don't know. It starts to get really kind of fuzzy once you're getting like over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing is like, there's a lot of stuff that you just don't say, like, just don't. You know what I mean? Like when you see someone wearing something that they shouldn't be wearing, or like is insulting to your eyes, or like hard to look at, right?
Yeah.
If it's because like that's the thing is like it's not accepting, and I feel bad for someone's struggle. You know, it must be hard to deal with weight issues.
Yeah,
but it's hard to believe that you really are struggling with weight issues if you're like out here in a crop top. Like if you're really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, but now I even feel bad saying that because, well, mostly because I feel like someone fat on the internet is going to get mad at me.
Right? Know? Yeah. Like you, it seems like the way like we were talking before this even started, like the route comedy is going is like, I don't know, you got to have like this self-righteousness behind it and like push a narrative, or like you're always getting shoveled something down your, maybe not so much comedy. I should say not comedy, but like.
I think whatever
it's affecting it, and like,
I think whatever movement is, I don't know whether it's behind it. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of conspiracy theories about it being organized. I like to think that it's a little more chaotic, that things are just happening. People try to like enforce like narratives onto jokes, right? They try to like take out parts of jokes and like just say, oh, this, he said this, you know, and like he stated that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, if he said it and no one laughed, it's a statement, like, or he fucked up the joke. But if people are laughing, like, I don't know. It's hard because, like, it's such a fun thing and people are trying to ruin it like, with messages. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like, you shouldn't be saying this, or you shouldn't be, you know. And everybody has different, like, different investments in it. Like, don't make fun of, like, who's going to get mad at me for like, being – not accepting of very like unhealthy people. It'll probably be unhealthy people or people who love unhealthy people. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Or
yeah.
have someone in their life who is very unhealthy, who is like upset by it. So like people are going to be upset by their own, like whatever you're making fun of that. So then if you try to avoid that, like you can't, it's hard because like everything you'll talk about will upset somebody, you know, to some degree. And like, I don't know. Like it makes it so like comedy is harder because you're trying to like pussyfoot around everybody. And see, even if I say pussyfoot, like I don't mean I just mean
your foot is not in a pussy.
Yeah,
your foot is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, it's not within a pussy. And I'm not saying light stepping is a negative thing, which is associated with vaginas, which is associated with women. Maybe the statement comes from that. So like, I don't know. It's hard to figure out whether you should dissect and unpack all those things and then just like give up doing comedy, right? And just learn and just like check your privilege constantly, you know, like always checking. Yeah. Like checking your privileges like takes so much time. Like you should be aware of it and think about it, and it should be something you keep in mind. But like, if you're always doing it, like, what else? You know, how are you gonna live your life and like learn from your mistakes? You know what I mean? You gotta trust yourself at some point to speak or to act or to just live your life. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's like it makes your fucking head hurt. It does
because it like distracts from what I'm, you know, what you want to do, which is like just joke and make people laugh. And,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And then it sucks when, you know, like you can't make like Asian voices, or that's racist. That's, and then so that's out. And then now what?
Yeah,
how am I supposed to make people laugh? That's all I had.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know, like but also on the other end of things, every time that something is like deemed you can't talk about or not welcome to be talked about, it gives you an opportunity to look somewhere else to get a laugh, to look to something that you know makes it more relatable for more people. Since we are connected to more people, then we're more aware of people's needs and or people's wants and like how important their representation is to them. So the more you learn about it, like maybe the better your comedy becomes, because it does push you in hopefully a forward direction.
Yeah.
It sucks. You can't.
Do you find like when those topics do come up that you try to go and make light of the situation, or you just say like, fuck it, I'm not even going to touch it?
Well, it depends. Like, do you have any like specific topic that you're like thinking of?
Not off the top. Like it may be like if there's a trans joke or like, when you're like kind of making fun of like maybe there's gay humor, like I laugh, like me and my friends make so many jokes about getting fucked in the ass and like shit like that towards one another. Yeah. And like that's
always
what we find funny.
Anytime someone says fucked in the ass, all I can think of is like a big huge asshole, like, just raw fucking like just like pulsing like yeah. Asshole. Every time I think about that, is just think about like any porn that I've ever seen. One time, so this is different, but one time I was watching this porn and like it was a guy on a massage table and a girl was going down on him, and then his knees kind of came up like this, and now you know where this is going, but I didn't know where this was going, you know? And then so like the camera kind of pans over, like the guy's got it holding like one of those geometric like things that like stabilizes the camera, and it comes around like, and then so she's like sucking on it and then sucking on his balls, and then he grabs his knees, and then like it just like goes full into like her licking his waxed asshole.
Nice.
and like, I don't know, man, I learned a lot about like vulnerability, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you, yeah. to be able to trust your partner in this sexual endeavor where you have to hold your knees and like keep an eye on them and like you got it down there, you know? It's lot of trust, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of trust that goes into eating someone's ass or getting your ass eaten, right?
It's,
which is hard for guys. I think it's hard for guys to like let like cuz like that's probably why a lot of guys like their assholes being eaten, right? Because they don't have to tell anybody. You know what I mean? And like,
I've openly talked about it. I've let an elder woman one time. I kind of got into the swingers community.
Okay.
And
I can see that.
Yeah, I got my toes wet as soon as I got into this fucking city. I got myself in some pretty sticky situations. I've told a few stories on it, but this elder woman, it was like the first cougar or swinger I ever really met. Mm-hmm. And then we hook up after dinner, and she's like, well, have you ever got your ass licked? And I'm like 23, 24 at the time. I'm like, no, man, no, I haven't. And like then I was like really working out. I had a giant ass on me, and like she had to like spread my ass.
And
just
you were probably just reflexively like just shutting them.
I'm like, whoa.
You're shutting them, so she has to like pry them in.
Yeah. And like, and like the, you know, in every hotel how they have a mirror on the wall. I caught a glimpse of myself. Like I panned off the side, and it's just this like blonde woman's head buried in my ass, and I had to bite the sides of my cheeks not to laugh because looked. And then she would like try and like get her reach around going, and it would just like the other cheek would be like pressed against her. I'm like, man, this isn't good. Like,
so you weren't holding your knees.
I wasn't holding my knees.
Were you standing?
I was in a standing position,
because I always picture the standing position like how I stand in the shower when I've had like a bad day, like with one arm up and like just letting the shower drain, like, oh, you Jesus Christ.
It's pretty similar. It's pretty similar. You nailed it. Just like on the corner of a wall, and I looked in the mirror, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Do you have like one leg back? In a lunge? Like,
it feels better than you think, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I explored that by happenstance, one of my, I won't go too into the story, but it was Super Bowl Sunday. Let's just say that. And, nice. Yeah.
So it's already a manly situation.
Already very manly. You know, I'd been up partying the whole night before and I was out again this night. And, you know, I just felt like I felt bad because like the girl asked me to do it and I said yes, but I sat on her face.
Nice. Nice.
Man, like I didn't know because I was like trying to calculate in my head, like all fucked up too. Like I was trying to calculate like, okay, how much pressure do I like allow down? Like how much weight do I allow? This is when I was drinking. I was like big sweaty fella. You know what I mean? Like yeah. how do I lower that? You know? And it just felt like someone was licking my belly button like, on my butthole. You know what I mean? Like my butthole was my belly button.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, oh yeah, it's a little sensitive, but I was like, there's too much
going on right now. You had to think too much.
I'm still thinking about Tom Brady being the GOAT. You know? This is like his sixth ring. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Does that kind of make you gay or no? Not really.
I think
that's just kind of being like dudes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man, I mean,
Tom
like,
Brady's fucking awesome. Man. Yeah. I'm getting my ass eat right now.
Yeah, I was like, I watched a part of history tonight. You know?
Yeah.
And then maybe it is. Maybe it's a little gay. Maybe it's hard not to be a little like. It's a little...
Everybody's a little bit gay. That's my theory.
Everybody's something, which gives a good argument for, like, you know, sexuality and gender being on the spectrum. Like, everybody's a little bit like, oh,
you know, there's just, like, too much out there, man, that everybody has, like, a weird quirk. And, like, you know, like, there's always... There's something that makes it... Like, for instance... The whole swingers thing. I don't know what makes me want to do that shit. I went to a fucking orgy in this town on New Year's. I meant like Edmonton as the town.
Okay. It's like, how small is this town? What kind of town is this?
It'd be weird to be like, oh, hey, auntie, how's it going? Yeah. Oh, how's it going? Good. Good to see
you. Swingers club making you call them by auntie and uncle.
Oh, that'd be so fucking hilarious. Cool. It's just like a cabin in the woods. One of like secret locations. Put your keys in the jar, brother.
Where's auntie? Behind you. Ah, and goes ah. Do you make that little Michael Jackson sound when you get your ass eaten?
I wasn't really prepared for it. Obviously I was prepared, but I wasn't prepared for the feeling. And then it was like it hit me and like. She like poked her head up. She's like, does it feel good? It was like, excellent.
Excellent. Yeah.
It feels phenomenal.
So far, so good.
Yeah. And especially have a veteran on the bench with me there. To
yeah, can, that's like, really.
Coach me through what's going on here.
It is really nice shadowing a professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the best part of the whole like swingers thing is like you got these old like, you know, it's like. It's like having Wayne Gretzky on the bench with Connor McDavid, you know, just like run. Not saying that I'm like the Connor McDavid of fucking. I'm more like, you know, maybe like a Zach Cassian.
Maybe swingers clubs.
Yeah, yeah. I was like the golden little treat. It was like funny because I was so much younger than all them. It was almost intimidating to talk to me. So like they
for
would,
them?
Yeah, for them.
Wow.
Because I was
so
like,
you come in with shades on, no fucking dick out. Just like I'm the young hotshot.
I came in with
room.
Some confidence one time, and I think that like sheared some people off. Other than this one couple that was just like kind of like I like your style because he asked like some question about bull riding, and I knew the bull rider, and then like his wife fucking got all like kind of turned on that I wasn't like some you know being like oh. Do you want to talk about veganism or some shit like that?
Yeah,
you know,
vegans,
like,
and they shit liquid too. So that's that's a red flag.
That is a huge red flag. That's definitely not something that's gonna get my butthole licked at a swingers party. Yeah, you know,
talking about how you stay away from animal products, and they're like, we don't even stay away from people's assholes. Yeah, like,
look where you are.
You don't drink milk. You don't drink milk. I eat ass every night in a different hotel. You don't eat you
with
don't
random strangers.
Eat grass-fed beef? What?
Yeah. It's a weird community, I will say, but it's like how do you explain? It's like playing on the same team for a long time. Everybody's just kind of comfortable with it, but like playing a sport, I guess to say. You know, and like you walk in.
Yeah.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, yeah.
And like you go to a new team and it really doesn't take long to kind of bond because you're all there for the same reason.
Yeah. You're all there. You all like have your jerseys. Yeah, we're all just kind of sport fucking.
You know, we're not really looking for something out of this.
Sport fucking. Yeah. Oh my God. Man, that's crazy. Sport fucking and sport hunting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just like shooting things, just shooting loads. Like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to go. Skin this buck.
Just equivalent group sex to skeet shooting. Just like, oh, I just got some pressure off my back, you know? Yeah. I just relieve some stress and get out of there. Are they at hotels or people's houses?
Well, there's like sex clubs in the city. And then, but this was at a, they bought out a whole floor of hotel rooms. And the fucked up part was there was a hockey team of like children below. So they had like guards on the staircase.
Buddy, every time I've done a gig in some town, it's always like, it's always, there's always a fucking minor hockey league thing. And I never considered that there might be a swingers club like right upstairs.
Right.
In Brooks. In Brooks,
yeah, Brooks, Alberta.
Just smells like, it's like, oh my God, it stinks. It's like, yeah, that's not the, that's not dead cow. That's old pussy.
That's old. Yeah. Just mustiness in the air.
Yeah. They just played hard, yeah. Big, hard game upstairs.
Yeah. That's not the kids'
that
equipment.
That actually wouldn't be a bad thing if you combined like hockey and then like you, if you all had kids and then you all fucked each other too, you know, like, so if your kids are like really good at hockey and like they do team bonding things, you send the coach with them and then.
These, yeah, fucking, that would be bad. These one, fucking kick
that
off.
That reminds me of, I was doing a gig in Brooks, like, last year, maybe. I had just quit drinking, and it was, like, kind of hard. Doing comedy was hard, because, like, just, like, no confidence, right? I was, like, really drinking.
Are you completely sober now?
No, oh, I smoke weed, but I just, I haven't had a drink.
You don't drink or nothing?
I no, I wish. I wish. Like, I'm super pro drinking, you know what I mean? Like,
right?
I like it. Like, I like that other people can do it. Because I got this, like, whenever I drank, like, whenever I had alcohol, my mentality was, like, we got to get rid of this shit. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get...
All
now,
or fuck all.
Yeah, like, we got to, now, like, that's what the, so, like, anytime there's booze around me, I'm like, someone's got to do something about this, you know? Like, so I'm, like, pro-drinking. I'm not against drinking at all, but I had to quit for my life to stay to fucking gather.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it was, like, kind of hard because, like, usually you start drinking, like, when you're drinking that much and drinking that often, like, you're drinking and then it just feels... feel more comfortable, right? Like, obviously you're drunk, everything's fucking
10 times cooler, yeah, when you're hammered.
Like, yeah, I'll do this, sure, I'm drunk, like, yeah. oh should I say this joke? Yes. You know?
Go for it. So offend everybody.
I tried to do that. I got a wind of courage, and I was doing this hockey fundraiser, and I was middling, and it was in Brooks, and it was a hockey fundraiser, so it was an 18 plus show, but I kind of forgot that it was like about a minor hockey league. You know what I mean? So everybody in there had little kids.
Nice.
And I don't know what it was, but I saw a couple older guys that looked like they might be on a hockey team. And then in my head, it just stuck. I was like, oh, this is for a junior team.
Yeah.
So I just started making fun of the opening line I said was, give it up for, all the wives and girlfriends of all the hockey players in here. Cause, I know what they do in the locker room. I cannot imagine what you have to go through in the bedroom. And they got like kind of uncomfortable. And then I was just like, well, I'll just keep going. Maybe they're a little, no, I bombed so hard. Cause like I had a couple tables in the back laughing. Cause I just kept making, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I've seen guys like put their balls into mouse traps, you know what I mean? And like, be like, look at, that's my balls, you know, like they're excited about it. And I was like, I guarantee you someone in here, one guy in here is wearing women's underwear that his team got for him. Like, guaranteed. And like, it just kept bombing and bombing. I was like, come on, these are hockey guys. Like, this should be like, you guys should
this
be
is
like,
up your alley.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not laughing because you're like, hey, we take this shit seriously. Like, I get it. But that was not the case, man. I got the guy who was organizing after I finished. I did wound up doing okay after. Like, but he came up to me and he was like, yeah, man, maybe it would be good if you stuck in your hotel room. Like, there's some pretty upset mothers, you know, that this is a children's hockey fundraiser. And so they don't like how you're talking about their young children's sons putting their nuts into mousetraps. And I was like, okay, I'll go to my hotel room. Like, I will do that. But, like, they should know that I was kidding about adults. And that's what they're putting their son. That's what's going on in their son's locker room. It's gonna happen. Like, if anything, they shouldn't be horrified at me. They should be thanking me for letting them know why their son is walking weird when he's like 13 years old and it's September. He just made the fucking rep team. You know, like they should be able to think of me and go, oh, something's.
That's what that comedian was talking. That's what Will was talking about.
Yeah, his limp is not from practice. Right? There's something in there.
Yeah.
He's hiding something in there. He's holding it for the week.
Yeah, man. And especially once puberty hits, you start getting some pretty weird thoughts and you and your friends start doing some pretty weird shit.
Yeah, like even if you don't play hockey, even if you don't have like coordination skills to play team sports, your nuts are out, you know what I mean? You're putting them on things and like...
Yeah, man.
And like, I don't know, if girls do that stuff, like maybe they... I don't really want
to... I like to pretend they do. I like to pretend that...
Yeah, maybe they learn. I don't know how they learn, but they probably learn. They probably learn in such a better way, you know what I mean? Like about, you know, like they probably like learn, you know, I don't know. They just seem more... Women just seem more reasonable than guys. Like guys like just, they look at their dick and they're like, put it out. Take it out?
Yeah. Do you want to see a picture
of it? What am I supposed to do with this? Yeah. It's here. It's like, well, it's not like time sensitive. You know what I mean? Like your dick's not going anywhere. It's like, yeah, but I got to get it out. You know?
Yeah. I just want to show you what I have.
Yeah,
This is my gift to you.
And it all comes back to that team thing and the orgies and like the locker rooms are like a weirdly sexual place, you know? Like everybody's dick's out. Someone's got an egg.
Yeah. Fuck, man, there was, I remember when I was playing hockey growing up, we used to, like, after a big win, this is when we were in Pee Wee, we would soap the floor, and then all of us would be, like, sliding up and down of it naked, and it was, like, 13-year-old kids, time our coach, like, walked in, because he needed the puck bag to go lock up in the team locker, and he walked in, and he's like, Jesus fucking Christ, and just, like, never after that came in until every kid was gone.
Well, that's good he's not a pedophile.
Yeah, it's super good that he's not a pedophile. Could you imagine if he's like, fucking, hey, I used to do this all the time, too.
Yeah, he starts going with you guys.
Like, oh, this is sick, hey, boys.
Yeah, this will put hair in your chest.
Yeah.
Oh, but I hope it doesn't.
We used to fucking put a hockey stick at the end and see whose butthole would slide right on the stick.
Your coach starts giving you ideas. Yeah. Oh, you guys should team. Oh, God.
Okay, here's what you do. All right, this is what you guys would do. A little wet and wild. Don't tell anybody, especially not your parents. Right? I'm coming over for dinner on Friday. I don't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah. That's another thing, like about like when. Talking about like weird comedians and like if we're talking about pedophiles and like Chris D'Elia and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, because they always talk about like that it's awful. Like, don't fuck 17-year-old people.
100%.
Unless you live in Alberta, because the age of consent is 16. So then you're fine.
Some places in the southern U.S. it's 15.
Yeah. But like, don't follow laws. You know.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Maybe morals could kick in and shit. You know. Yes.
At some point, like, that's what laws are there for people with no morals who are like, well, I'm gonna fuck the youngest thing that I'm legally allowed to do.
And right.
And it's like 16, I guess. You know. I totally forgot. It was a train of thought about.
With Chris D'Elia?
Oh, yeah, with Chris. Yeah, like, it's weird, like, do you think it's pedophilia?
I think he's just got this weird attraction, because it, like, when some of those messages came out, like, some of those girls said, hey, I'm X age, 16, or whatever it was, and he was like, well, no, not happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, as soon as they were, like, 18 to 20, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that's legal.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't read too much about it, because, like, I don't really like Chris D'Elia's comedy anyways.
Neither do I.
So I'm like, and my friend Steve McGovern, when we talked about it, he was like, you hear about Chris? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, yeah, fucking, it's weird with a guy, for a guy whose act is tailored towards 15-year-olds. Like, it's a lot of sounds. It's a lot of...
It's like those weird, and it's very animated comedy.
Yeah, and it's, like, not a lot of jokes or, like, you know, it's very, like, it's childish, you know? Like,
Big time.
Obviously, through the lens of, like, him fucking children. Yes, it is pretty childish.
And playing, what, a pedophile on that fucking TV series, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah. What a fucking, Toys R Us pedophile net he cast out into the world. Like, but, I mean, Yeah, I guess it is pedophilia if they are underage. So I guess he is technically.
Well, there's a name for it. There's a specific name for that now. And it's not pedophilia. It's I don't know what it is.
It's
but.
Like, yeah, because like, is it groom? No, grooming is a different thing. Because I've heard a lot of people say that he's grooming like young women. And that's like, that's bad. Like, but like, I think grooming, I thought grooming was like, a coach or something who's just like looking at you like your dad's my best friend. What the fuck are you going to do about, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kind of like I being so involved
like
in your life
with that Ghislaine Maxwell kind of like, oh no, it's okay. Yeah. I'm an older woman. It's okay. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you're like kind of forcing it on them and then like trying to make them feel like what they're doing is all right when it's
yeah.
completely wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, totally wrong. I would have like, I don't know. It's wrong to do. Maybe he's got, I don't know what issues he has, but whatever he has, he has rich people problems. Like,
yeah,
it's hard for me to give a fuck about anything that happens to rich people. Like
big time.
I will say for cancel culture, like, although, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't just turn stuff off that you don't like. You should be exposed to different viewpoints, but every person that I know that's been canceled makes so much more money than I do in a year. So I don't care. You know what I
yeah,
mean? Like
man.
Politics aside, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like you're rich. This is, you deserve it. I think
you're tapped out. Like,
like
you're good. You're
this,
good. Yeah,
appease
man.
He's the peasants. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Man,
kill like, this fucking guy. Who
no kidding.
Shit? Throw him under the bus. Anybody who has money. And that's the thing is probably really, and that, like, if you're going to cancel people, you should probably be canceling people who don't make that much money. Right, you should be canceling people who do fucked up things, like in offices. You know, they should be getting like fired and moved, and like having like records and stuff like that. Like, you should cancel celebrities just as a lottery. You know what I mean? Every year they pull out and they just like they
it's like a draft lottery for canceling.
Yeah, yeah, the cancel draft lottery. Yeah. And like every year at the Oscars or whatever, they're like at the end of the Oscars. No, they have to do it. Maybe they do it in the beginning. I'm not sure when they do because like I don't want anyone to leave that fucking room. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, pull out a ball and then it's number 17. And then Leo DiCaprio puts his hand up. He's like, I guess I'm 17. And then they just bring him on stage and they're just like, yeah, you're. I don't know what they do after that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say kill.
No, maybe not kill them. Depending on who it is, maybe. Like if you've done some horrible shit, like, you know, fucking like if it was Weinstein, maybe we should have like a fucking like burn them at the cross kind of witch hunt going on.
Also, you know what? Not everyone who wins the lottery deserves to win the lottery. So
that
you know
is
what?
True.
Maybe someone pulls out Tom Hanks's number. Bye bye, Tom.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Too late. You're rich. You know. Mm-hmm. You hit the pedophile lottery.
I had a, I can't remember whose take it was on it, but it was like, everybody's all for this fucking cancel culture and like, you know, being all woke and everything, but won't really do anything. Like when it comes to like, how they worded it was, it's all, yeah, you know, we need more black actors and more, you know, Asian actors or mm-hmm. gay actors or whatever it is. But then that means your job gets took or taken. And so then it's just kind of like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I'm for it, but don't take my fucking job.
Yeah, where am
so
I going
like,
to wind up?
Yeah.
Like they don't have like union coverage where they are like have to be in a certain amount of blockbuster hits. And it is disingenuous for them to be like, well, no, I will, you know, like we're calling for more of this. It's like. I don't know. They're kind of like the prostitutes of the industry anyways. Like,
yeah.
You guys are the ones who suck the most dick to get to where you are.
Yeah.
So like whether that was like figurative or literal, like yeah, I do not believe a word that's coming out of your mouth.
Right.
You know, like so it's just protection against getting canceled. You know what I mean? It's just so that, you know, they're worried that there's going to be woke auditors that come back and like check in on them and they can just be like, no, check my Instagram story from 2020, like in March, like I said this, like before everybody else said this. So like, I'm good, you know,
mm-hmm.
But there's no way, like anytime someone's like, I don't believe anything anymore. Right. Anytime anyone says anything to me on the internet and is like, God, do this. I'm like, who the fuck told you to, I am not gonna, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I just don't believe that any, it's hard because like all information is not real. Like it's none of it means anything anymore. So you don't know.
Yeah. You're just kind of getting thrown shit all day long. And like by the time you fact check something that happened on Monday, by Thursday, you're already like lost of where the fuck we are.
Yeah, and it seems like. But and on the other end, like if you do like read some stuff, you should be able to read something and pull out the information that you think is real.
Yeah.
You should be able to critically analyze like even the most right or left or whatever it is article. You should be able to read that, figure out what you you know, agree and don't agree. Like you should be able to like critically think about it, and at the end just be like not fucking mad, you know?
Big time.
Like, man, stop reading the headline. Like, try to read the article. You'll get sleepy, take a nap. Yeah, you know, man, what I mean?
I deliberately now go into comment sections and just troll the fuck out of it because I find it hilarious. Yeah. Like, I'll the one I had a few people fired up. It was like Little Caesars. One of their employees put a swastika on their pizza, and oh then God. Yeah,
it is kind of funny.
Yeah. And like I wrote in the comment section, I was like, "Oh, those pesky Germans always bragging about their ovens," and it went mental. It's like I'm fucking trolling. My fucking profile picture is like my kind of like Facebook profile for like Uncle Hack.
Yeah.
It's me in a fur coat with like fucking cheap beer around me. I'm deliberately making myself look like a moron, and I am a fucking moron.
Yeah, you're making a joke.
Yeah, it was is it a shitty joke? Maybe, maybe not, but like
it was said,
and everybody's on top of you being like, "You can't say that." It's like, you know what? I understand what Nazi Germany did was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, it is horrendous.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from that.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of the shoe fit on that one.
At least you're not denying it.
Right.
At least you're not like the Holocaust never happened. Like,
right.
Don't say that. You know what I mean? Like,
there's pretty clear evidence that
you're implying that it happened, which means you recognize that it happened and that you understand the circumstance. Like, dissecting all that shit is, and people who do that, like, to me, like people who bite on that stuff, like who can't tell that it's a fucking joke. Those are the people that if we're on a boat and it's going down, you are not coming with me. No. You know what I mean? Like, if I figure out where the life rafts are, I'm not sharing that information with you, right?
No.
Because you obviously don't know how to deal with information very well. Like, no. You fucking blow it with everything, with jokes, with serious things, all of it. You blow it. So you're not on the boat. You're not on the lifeboat, I guess.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing is we don't live in a society that is about, like, we just live and nothing's...
Like, the one thing that made me laugh and, like, the most with, like, the whole Black Lives Matter thing was when white women took it upon themselves to tell you how to protest at a Black Lives Matter event. It was, like, I've watched, like, just on my social media alone, I can count probably 10 females off the top of my fucking head that are white women telling other people how to protest at a... It's like, man, like, can you not?
Yeah.
Like, this is why, you know, dudes like us look shitty because you are fucking yelling and screaming in people's face. And we're just like, hey, whoa. I hear what you're saying. All right. I'm not trying to trample.
I'm not dating her. Yeah. It's not my, I don't know her.
Yeah. It's like when your girlfriend is outside the bar screaming and yelling. Being like, he'll kick your fucking ass. Why are you dragging me into this? These guys are huge and there's five.
I'm ordering an Uber.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to get us the fuck out of here. And you're about to get me murdered. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to run away.
Right?
You're going to get...
I just thought that was the funniest shit I've ever seen. It's just like...
Yeah, like, it's that, that I think this comes into, like, before, like, white girls, PSA to white girls talking about race at anything, or any white people talking about race at all, do the thing of checking, like, take five, like, think about it, and then maybe, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe don't talk, like, don't film your, I don't even know what to say, like, stop.
just don't for 5 fucking minutes, you know, like,
yeah, I mean,
I get it. And then, like, once you have more, it's almost like you just took what they're trying to say and you just scooped it into your pile, and you're like, okay, it's my turn to speak. And it's just like, this isn't the time, okay?
Yeah,
like, it's not the time to fucking
it's
say
like,
it.
It's like, what you want to express is, like, not that you're, like, the true emotion that you have is that you want to help, you know what I mean? So, like, figure out what that emotion is, like that's an important thing. You have, like, when you're reacting to things, figure out how you feel about it first. Like, take your time to think about what you actually want in it. And if people unpacked their own emotions towards things that they were reacting to, they might be able to identify the primary one. And if it is, I want to help, well, then focus on helping and figure out how to help. And don't just like, oh, I want to fucking film myself. Like, that's not what you want. If you truly want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's giving you the benefit of the doubt, like, of like some, you know, like, white chick who, like, is talking about race and what to do and how to do it and stuff like that. Like, that's just, yeah, that's just like, you want to help, but you're not, I don't think you're helping. You know what I mean?
If anything, you're just like, dummying that message down to a point, and or just I don't know, it just seems like narcissistic. Did I say that right? Narcissistic.
Yeah, that is. I think
it just.
So.
I don't know. I'm a moron. If you were coming to me for any sort of information about how to do things or how to act in public, I'm the worst guy to do that. I'm like trying to provoke some stupid shit. Like,
yeah.
Maybe not racist shit, but like. Yeah, I do think it's a good idea. You should elbow drop that car. That's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
man.
You know, like,
oh, yeah,
like, I'm by no means going to be the fucking woke educator ever.
Well, and that's the good thing is that you can, in those times, like, if you can't amplify Black and Indigenous voices, then just you shut up about it.
Yeah,
and
man.
If you can't help, then don't talk. Stop getting involved, maybe.
Yeah, man. And I fucking try and think about it the most logical way. Like, if I'm in public, I'm not going to go out and start fucking screaming in somebody's face. But, A, because, like, I'm just not that type of person. It doesn't really matter to me, like, if you're Black or white or Asian, whatever you are. Like, I'm going to find common ground and just shoot the shit with you about something, whatever it is. And I'm not going to be like, so, what do you think about Donald Trump? And like, go right for it and be like, hey, man, do you like try and find some interest? What kind of music you listen to? Or like, you know, like the simple things.
Yeah, just
back when
nice.
Things were simple. Hey, do you like watching people get hurt? Sick. Awesome.
Oh,
you're going to love what I do.
Yes. Yeah. I spent a lot of my time doing that.
Yeah.
Man, there's nothing like watching someone get lit the fuck up,
dude. It is my favorite fucking thing.
Oh.
Like, when somebody really, especially, I love it when a guy just has like just a couple too many, when beers start kicking in, beer mode kicks in, and be like, oh, dude, I can jump that fire on a fucking 12 speed, bud.
Oh, man. Those are the best videos because you can see them and their bodies not prepared for what's going to happen.
You know what I mean?
Their reaction time for like hitting the kicker of the over the campfire. Like, they don't pull the front up until like halfway over that they start pulling it up. And then they burn themselves. And like, my favorite part is those videos end. And there's no backstory.
No.
There's no follow-up or there's no next time on. There's no, like, this guy had $750,000 worth of medical expenses after this. There's none of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like witnessing someone's worst problem of their life. This is going to be the defining moment of their life when they belly flop after jumping off that cliff,
right,
like into the lake. Like, they have severe internal organ damage, and like, it's gonna affect the quality of their none of that.
No,
you just hear some smack,
and you're like, that was sick.
Next, just scroll through the
what else you got for me?
What other life, nearly life altering decision did someone make that I can watch and that was happen to be recorded? Buddy, tree swings.
Oh
man, when people just like go on the tree swing and like. But there is this kind of thing, like, I've noticed where in myself where I'm like, well, put something on something and I'll be like, well, it's probably made to hold that. You know what I mean? But the way people treat the world is like, well, I mean, there's a rope and there's a tree and there's me and that Those are three things that should go together. A tree's bigger than me. It's going to hold me. They don't think about how long it's been there or anything like that. And then their fucking shins are dragging in the dust. And they, oh, man.
I love it when, like, an overly confident person, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's one of those 300-pound confident person grabs a hold of that bitch and then just you just know what's going to happen and be like, there's no fucking way that human right there that's about to do that can hold its own weight and this is going to end fucking great.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love the – I don't like watching old people get hurt or even fall or anything like that. That is really hard to watch. You got to be young and so I can feel like you deserve it so that I can feel fine about watching it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I also don't like fat people when they go on skateboards.
Oh.
Because I'm like, your friends aren't good people. You know what I mean?
Why are you encouraging this?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know if I, like, yeah, when I see a fat guy, like, drop in and, like, get a, like, the nice thing is they can't hit their heads, right? It just bounces off their own shoulder. Yeah. Like, that is nice that they have their own protection. But, I mean, it's like your friends should be, you know, they shouldn't be encouraging this, you know? Like, you should be hanging out with different people. And, like, and I really, like, empathize with, like, people, like, fat people on skateboards. But then anytime it's something else, then I'm like, oh, yeah, you fucking.
Oh, this is awesome.
Watch he gets hit by something.
Yeah.
Man, like tires exploding. Oh.
Also a great one.
Oh, so good. I worked at Cal Tire for a while, and they were all. I was always so scared that one of those things were going to fucking blow up in my face. And like. I'm sure they will. But yeah, anytime I see like an airbag go off that someone's sitting on or like a tire explode that someone's sitting on, it's like, this is, you know, it's good to see it. It's just nice to see, you know?
You love to see it.
You love to see it because that's the internet brings us all these things that you think like, I wonder what it'd be like if someone threw an axe at your back and it happened to stick in the right way. Like, would you be able to still move your shoulder blades? You just Google axe back and
it's there.
Yeah,
and it's there. Somebody's done it.
Yeah, voluntarily.
It's usually like a drunk Russian or something. Oh, yeah. You know, just pinned and like
gets hit by an axe. It doesn't make a noise.
It's not, it's okay, it's good, bro. It's, it's very good. Yeah. It's tough Russian skin. Yeah. You never break me.
It's funny. Like, it's funny because you see these internet videos 8 seconds at a time that you see this person and then you're like, wow, I saw this event in their life and then now they just live. Yeah. They just live. They're just a person out in the, you know?
Yeah, in Southern Alabama still catching gators with a fucking...
one arm.
Yeah.
The one-arm gator catcher. You see my video on Instagram my daughter put up?
Yeah. Oh,
she goes I went viral
back in 2012. You're not going to believe this, but I did.
Yeah.
Check it out. We got still frame photos of everything that went down. Why don't you come on in the garage and have a bush light
buddy,
with me?
Buddy, if you run by it, it's like a montage.
Yeah.
Here, let me play some AC/DC.
You like Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Running down some fucking trailer hallway. Look at all the...
This is awesome,
him holding a stump. And you're like, whoa, that was crazy. Just bleeding out all over the place.
Oh, man.
Leaking. Straight leaking.
Yeah, man. And I love it when you... I love a good pain walk. When they like slam hard and when those videos do fucking have the tail end and you just see like the, good, when, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm walking it off and you can see their bones moving in the wrong ways. You're like, don't lay down, man. Just stop what you're doing.
Dude, you're hurt. No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm like fine. Fucking jaws hanging up. No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm walking, I'm fine. Nothing going on. It's like, dude, you don't know how fucked your whole face is.
Yeah.
You're missing teeth. I do love, I watched one where a guy on a motorcycle tried to race a Porsche and buddy, he just like, he's in too low of a gear or something. I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. I have a DUI anyways. So it doesn't really matter. But, he fucking pops it up and then just flips end over end. And you can literally see his body, like, just, like, his head and neck hitting the pavement. And then and then he gets up and he's, like, trying to walk it off. And then he slowly holds a kidney and, like, heels over and stuff. The Porsche. Gone. You know, he won. He's not in the video.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got no time for losing. You know.
Yeah. Like, the guy,
fuck
even,
you.
Even the guy filming just like drives around the wreckage and then out. Like you kind of deserve that.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah. Honestly, and like that's generally how I feel about anybody who, if you get hit by a tree or a stick or something like that, like I'll stop laughing if you are, you know, if you're in the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I won't, you know, whatever. But I mean, if you fucking ruin a crotch rocket, it comes down to you can afford a crotch rocket, and that's funny. It's funny yeah. that you've chosen that stupid thing to buy, and yeah. it's yellow, and now it's gone.
It's forever.
It's fucking gone. Yeah. And your ankle is ruined, and your mom was right.
You know? Yeah, like, that was a horrible decision. She's yeah. like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Why did you buy that, you idiot? You can't even ride a 12-speed bicycle. Yeah, you want to hop on
still
this.
Got training wheels. You yeah. cried when you tried taking them off. You're going to take this thing out? Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, anytime like a motorcycle, it's like, if you see a wrecked motorcycle, like that is like just the final chapter of that man's book, you know, is a ruined motorcycle.
You're written off, man.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like motorcycle, getting married, what else? Getting into too much credit card debt, Money Mart loans.
Yeah. You know,
there's like a couple, buying a car from a dealership, buying a brand new car from a dealership, unless... And that's the thing is, if you're rich, none of those things matter.
No.
But if you aren't rich and you purchase a crotch rocket or you get married, that's like one of those life hurdles that like, oh man, that fucking oof.
Why did I do that?
Yeah, like I got a buddy with a crotch rocket. I also got a buddy who's married. And I don't know if
both of them aren't happy.
Both of them aren't happy. Yeah, they're not. They are not. They're not pleased, you know? And both of those things will come to an end at some point, you know? Yeah, man. And I hope that they're happier after. It's just one of those life. It's like a life lesson. You know?
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't fucking lose a leg or half your shit.
We did this thing when I was younger. Like a lot of my buddies, like small town, you know, got married young. So when a bunch of them got married in our group chat, we had the divorce draft. And everybody, oh, yeah. Everybody drafted somebody who thought was going to be divorced.
Oh, man.
I don't know who won it, but it certainly wasn't me. I know I didn't win it. It's kind of a fucked up thing to do with your friend.
Are any of them still married?
Yeah, actually, a few of them still are. One is going on, I think, 4 or 5 years married.
Coming close.
Yeah. He's getting to the 7-year itch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a couple of them. There was one draft pick that went unnoticed, and if they would have took that, we would have been
really?
Fucking yeah.
Wow, what
flew
was
under the radar.
Are they? What are these guys getting married for? Are they just like?
I think trying to cure depression.
Yeah, just no, trying everything.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah. Like,
everything.
End of the road, you know, 22. I've really capped out. I peaked.
Or maybe just trying to make her, him. I don't know if they're married to guys or girls. I'm assuming girls.
Mainly straight. Yeah. Mainly straight marriages.
If you're from Tabor, I would assume. Yeah, there's enough corn in there for.
Yeah, even the gay dudes there are like Tonka Tough. You know what I mean? Yeah, like they wear coveralls and call each other for like fucking, hey, what are you doing, yo? Yeah. Like, you know, they're like,
this is my roommate slash life partner.
Yeah. And nobody really questions it.
I gotta take a piss.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
I'll jump back in.
What's good, Danger Cats? You can check out the rest of this podcast on Patreon with my dude, William Hannigan. That's www.patreon.com/DangerCats69. There's another hour of the podcast on there. Definitely check it out. Super funny dude. And the last hour of the conversation is fucking hilarious.